106.9 The Eagle and the Early Birds present today's Mindless Cliché.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Read between the lines.
Reading cats and dogs.
A word in edgewise.
With my ears.
Sometimes you can, or you can't, cut the mustard. My wife gave me this one, so I have to thank her for that. She said she heard it, and she's like, what exactly does that mean? You think about it. Can you cut mustard to be sufficient or for something or be of high enough quality? Okay. Now, the origin of this may have something to do with how the expression first came about. Before this expression existed, mustard was a synonym for the best stuff.
I didn't know that.
Cut it was a modern expression that means to be sufficient for something. Hence, cut the mustard. This mindless cliche first appeared in print back in 1889, the Ottawa Herald. Quote, he tried to run the post office business under Cleveland's administration, but he couldn't cut the mustard, end quote. So this phrase is at least over 130 years old.
Wow. So does that predate actual mustard?
I don't know. Our clip comes from St. Louis blues singer Barbara Carr. She's now 78 years old, but she's been singing since she was 16. She's got a great voice, but maybe she should have left this one unrecorded. Here's Barbara Carr with If You Can't Cut the Mustard.
Sounds gross.
Now, here's a good part right here.
You got to be a mustard cutter.
I never thought I would hear that in a song. You've got to be a mustard cutter.
No.
And that's today's mindless cliche.